As we've heard, Australian of the Year David Morrison acknowledged in his inaugural speech the emotional conflict felt by first Australians on this day. At Barangaroo on the Sydney Harbour foreshore at dawn this morning, people gathered for one of the many Aboriginal ceremonies marking the 26th of January. Aboriginal educator Clarence Stockey, who organised the event, describes it as a bittersweet occasion. He spoke to ABC reporter Angela Lavoie-Pierre.
So we'll have grandfather sun and grandmother moon.
We're having a morning ceremony here this morning. The South Coast mob were here as well, helping out. They were running a sunrise ceremony with Uncle Max Dulamunmun Harrison. So that was welcoming the sun and welcoming the new day. And now we're flowing into that with the morning ceremony. So also paying respects to their ancestors and dancing up country.
The ceremony we've just seen, the ceremonies we'll see throughout the day here, what's the significance of having those on the 26th of January on Australia Day?
Primarily to remind people that we are the first Australians, that we're here, that we have the world's oldest living culture, and that as much as you want to celebrate Australia Day, we come from many different cultures, but you know, it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
What does the 26th of January mean to you as an Aboriginal man?
Look, the date itself is holds a lot of, I guess, conflicting emotions, but the concept of Australia Day and bringing everyone together is a great concept, but given the impacts that that date in particular has had for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, it is a little bit, bittersweet in some ways.
Do you think there has been a shift in the way that non-Indigenous Australians see the 26th of January?
No, I don't know. It's a good question. Still see a lot of thongs and chanting, but I don't know. It's look, we're certainly a much more multicultural society, and you know, each and every person, you know, you can't whatever culture you come from, you must retain that culture, but also embrace the fact that we are all Australian. So you know, that's part of it, is that you do see that coming through.
Looking around this year, I certainly feel like I've noticed a greater acceptance of words like Invasion Day and Survival Day. Is that something that encourages you?
Well, it's just really it's just a way for people, or, you know, particularly non-Aboriginal people, to understand the concepts and what that means for First Nations people. So, you know, for quite a while, non-Aboriginal people couldn't quite grasp the concept why Aboriginal people would use those terms. So I guess now it's more of, you know, they can actually see why it would be that way from our perspective.
Aboriginal educator Clarence Slocke speaking with Angela Lavoie-Pierre on the Sydney Harbour foreshore.